Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now on Fox 50, we have team coverage as the rain moves across our coverage area and Elizabeth Gardner tracking its path. Michelle McConaughey is watching the roads and the WRAL Storm Tracker is out there giving us real-time conditions for your commute. Plus, we have breaking news. A lightning strike hit a home in Clayton. What the WRAL Breaking News Tracker learned about that hit that started a fire this morning.
Power and liftoff. A true pitch. Go Dragon, go Falcon.
And liftoff. A team of astronauts blasts off overnight to the International Space Station. Finally, no technical or weather issues for them. All clear there. Meanwhile, here we have cloudy gray skies and still scattered showers moving through the viewing area. We're tracking them for you. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, 8 o'clock on your Thursday morning. We're trying to get them out of here and get a little bit of drying going on this afternoon. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with that.
And we did wake up to some thunderstorms early this morning, or maybe they woke you up around 4 to 5 o'clock in the triangle, and a little bit later than that along the I-95 corridor. All the lightning is over. I don't expect to see any more lightning or thunder today. Our next best chance of that would be tomorrow after the evening commute. We'll walk through that coming up. Here's what we're going to see for the rest of the day. Scattered showers. It's not going to cover the entire viewing area all day, but it'll be scattered, light, patchy. Some of it may be steady to heavy in places. You can see near Spring Hope and over toward Rollsville. You can see some of those yellow color contours showing up. But then, of course, we have places where it's not raining, from Garner to Fuquay to Pittsboro, and we haven't seen very much rain down around Fayetteville or Clinton this morning. We're seeing a little break from Roxboro back over towards South Hill and Henderson, but we will see more waves of rain moving through as we get through the day today. Check out Futurecast, and we'll push it on out from 9 o'clock to lunchtime. You can still see a little bit of patchy light rain. It may back off a little bit this afternoon. And then once we get into the evening commute, it starts to fill in a little bit more and gradually sink southward to Fayetteville and Clinton, where we haven't seen a whole lot of rain yet today. So just expect it to be messy. Keep that raincoat umbrella with you all day. We're going to need it into the day tomorrow as well. It is raining right now in Raleigh over North Hill. As it rains coming down, making for a really messy commute. Currently, it's 59, so it's wet and a little bit on the chilly side, but we will climb into the low 70s this afternoon, even with clouds and rain. We're going to see some morning showers tomorrow, then potentially a break with a better chance for some thunderstorms in the evening for tomorrow. We have a level one risk for severe storms from Raleigh back down toward Goldsboro and Fayetteville, and then just a sliver of Chatham County and Moore County are under a level two risk for tomorrow. We'll walk through tomorrow's timeline coming up. Michelle has plenty to tell you about on the roads, Michelle.
I certainly do. More and more crashes popping up even as I walk out here. But this is a look overall at the area. You can see lots of delays, lots of backups this morning. I'm going to show you the ones that are really, really affecting you the most. This is US 401 at Mitchell Mill Road. You can see a stretch of road all across, a stretch of delays across US 401. If you were in that area, keep that in mind. Looks like it's by the intersection of State Road 225. Another crash that I'm also tracking is this one. This is I-87 southbound. This is a crash we've been keeping an eye on for a little while now. We have seen some delays all along I-87 this morning because of an earlier crash. That is the latest crash. This is a live look. Really stop and go all morning long. This is I-87 at Hodge Road. If you were in that area, keep that in mind. We have had Anthony Baglione in the Storm Tracker all morning long. Anthony, you are headed to the state fairgrounds right now. What does it look like near you?
Well, Michelle, we are on Hillsborough Street, like you said, headed toward the fairgrounds, and it has been a very busy morning, I'm sure, in the traffic department. And as we're looking out here on the roads live this morning, traffic is moving along smoothly where we are at currently. That doesn't necessarily mean across the board it's going to be clear. We definitely have had those delays out there. It's coming down fairly lightly as far as the rain is concerned right now. We have not seen any storms, as Elizabeth was mentioning. We're not seeing that right now, but it's just enough where I would pack the rain gear this morning. Keep it in mind that you're probably still going to have wet roads to deal with. Take it slow and just plan for some extra time here this morning to leave that rain to kind of move out of the area. And we'll see just a few light showers till this afternoon, Michelle.
All right, Anthony, thank you so much. Another crash to tell you about real quick is this one, I-440 eastbound. Seeing a couple of delays. This is right near Jones Franklin Road. So if you're in that area of 440, just keep that in mind. I do have some drive times for you if you're heading out the door this morning. The biggest delays we are seeing right now is from Apex. That's going to take you about 24 minutes this morning if you're coming from 1 North. Cleveland, I-40 westbound, that is going to take you about 8 minutes. And from Wake Forest, if you're coming from 1 South, that's going to take you about 12 minutes this morning.
Michelle, thanks. We're following breaking news out of Johnston County. Two house fires erupt this morning in Clayton. We start with Marcellus Way, where lightning hit a home there just within the last several hours. Michael Grace is in the WRL breaking news tracker to show us what he learned.
Yeah, that's right. The couple told me they were getting ready to go to the gym this morning, and that's when they heard a loud boom. The husband said it sounded like some sort of an explosion. They decided to wait it out. That's when their alarm system in their home started going off. The husband then went to the hallway, smelled smoke, and realized their house had caught on fire from that lightning strike. And I want to get you to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of that scene this morning. They had to block off all of Marcellus Way because there is no fire hydrant out here. So they had to run a hose about a quarter mile up from the tanker at the end of the road. And you can just see, though, where that lightning hits in the attic. And it took crews just under an hour to get this fire under control. Fire marshal at the scene right now, making sure that everything is A-OK. But the husband just told me it is a bizarre scene, and it is a scene where things could have gotten a lot worse, and he's glad that wasn't the case. In Clayton, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And just several hours earlier, flames broke out at this home on West Barnes Street, also in Clayton. Firefighters say the flames you see in this video started in the attic. They're still working to find out the cause. The woman who lives there was not home at the time.
Kids in gangs, crime at schools. Today, the governor's crime commission is working to address those top concerns for parents and state safety leaders. WRL's Nia Harden is at Moore Square Middle School in Raleigh to explain how they're going to tackle this growing problem.
Jeff, the governor's crime commission is going to be meeting in less than an hour at 9 o'clock this morning, and there are going to be several criminal justice leaders that will be there to discuss violence and students.
Video from the last meeting. Today, they'll get more information on gangs and an update on firearms used in domestic violence incidents. New data shows reportable criminal offenses, including those involving weapons at North Carolina public schools, rose last school year. The Department of Public Instruction reports it's 60% higher from 5 years ago. Caroline Farmer is the executive director of the Governor's Crime Commission and tells WRAL, quote, "These presentations will provide insight that helps our commissioners understand how to best allocate federal dollars and support organizations that are working to address gang violence in North Carolina."
Again, that meeting is at 9 o'clock this morning. WRAL will have updates in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Breaking news, a team of astronauts is on the way to the International Space Station after an early morning launch.
3, 2, 1, engines full power, and liftoff of Crew 6. Go Dragon, go Falcon.
This video shows the SpaceX rocket launching from Cape Canaveral just after 12:30 this morning. There are two American astronauts, one from Russia and another from the United Arab Emirates. They will dock with the ISS tomorrow morning, and they'll spend 6 months there.
We'll be doing experiments to see how materials burn in microgravity, and we'll be doing tissue chip research, which is related to heart and cartilage and brain functions.
They will stay busy. The goal is to study how humans can survive deep space travel. The launch was originally scheduled for Monday, but pushed back because of a clogged filter.
A big change is coming to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. This afternoon, city leaders will unveil new signage for the venue, which will now be known as the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. The center will honor the occasion with a special ceremony in its grand lobby this evening.
The future of Durham's economy and how your tax dollars are spent are in the spotlight today. City Council is holding its annual two-day budget retreat. Members will discuss the priorities for the year ahead. You can watch as it happens. The event will be streamed on the city's YouTube channel starting at 8:30 this morning.
People stopped to come help me, and they were saying, "Get out the car, get out the car." It was smoking.
A local teacher says strangers saved her life after a crash. What caused her car to burst into flames? Just ahead.
I'm in the parking lot, I don't know where, but I'm like in the bottom. Oh!
Newly released 911 calls show the panic at Crabtree Valley Mall. Hear one call from a man who accidentally shot himself.
And it's been a wet start to the morning. It's going to be a wet day. I'm going to go through the timeline for showers on and off all the way through this evening. Coming up.
A12 is the time right now. It's a rainy Lewisburg we are looking at. Good morning, though. It is gray and drizzling in a lot of areas around our viewing area. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We keep a close eye on the radar all morning long since 4:30 when we came on the air, right?
This morning at between 4 and 5 o'clock, we had a big band of thunderstorms come through, and it might have woken you up this morning. That gradually moved eastward and out of the viewing area. And at this point, I wouldn't expect to see any more thunderstorms today. Our next best chance will likely be tomorrow evening with a cold front coming through. What we will see today is more scattered rain. It's not going to cover the entire viewing area all day, but we'll see waves of it coming through. So we're seeing it right now up around Enfield, Roanoke Rapids, Red Oak, Rocky Mount. We back it up over the Triangle area. We're seeing Wake Forest, Lewisburg, Zebulon. It's coming down pretty steadily here in Rocky Mount at Rocky Mount Mills. You can see all the water on the camera lens, and it's just going to be messy all day today. We will see fairly mild temperatures. I'll show you that in just a few minutes, but it's damp in Goldsboro where we had rain earlier. We're seeing wet conditions in Chapel Hill and in Apex as well as in Durham Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. The storm has a history of producing some severe weather back to our south and west, mainly along the border of Georgia and Tennessee and even Alabama, where there were some tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings overnight last night. What we're seeing, though, is some scattered showers. This front will gradually sink southward across our area today and then lift back to the north. So it's just going to kind of waffle and waver over our viewing area, which is why we'll see the rain for so many hours. This is this morning at 9 a.m., some scattered showers. We might see things lightening up a little bit around lunchtime, but we get to 5 o'clock and we're seeing more rain, especially for our southern counties. We haven't seen a whole lot of rain in Fayetteville and Clinton yet, but you'll see a better chance for that later on today and tonight. After that, it starts to lift northward. Tomorrow morning, we're seeing some scattered showers up near the Virginia line. And then after that, we may see a break for a good bit of the day tomorrow before we see the cold front arrive and bring us a chance of some scattered thunderstorms after the evening commute. Our best chance of severe storms at this point going forward would be then. This is where the bulk of the severe storms could be today. There's a level 4 risk across parts of Texas, Arkansas, and, of course, across Louisiana. Looks like it's going to be pretty rough for folks there. For us tomorrow, we have a level 1 risk around the Triangle area southward. And then for Chatham County and Moore County, we have a level 2 risk for tomorrow. So we'll continue to watch that and update it for you as those storms get closer on Friday. How much rain? About 1/2 inch to 1 inch is what we'd see average across the area. It'll be mild, 72 this afternoon, 70 tomorrow, and then it's a nice dry weekend. It should be pretty with some fairly pleasant temperatures too. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Michelle?
All right. Traffic has been keeping me very busy this morning, Elizabeth. This is I-40 at Barbie Road up in Durham. Good morning to all of you in Durham this morning. Seeing some cloudy, wet, rainy conditions this morning. Traffic is moving very well in that area on I-40, so that is some good news. But you can see a number of crashes across the viewing area. We're going to start here. This is I-40 westbound at the exit ramp here. You can see some red and yellow stretch on the map that is indicating some delays, pretty extensive delays. So if you're in that area, keep that in mind. Another crash that I am watching or was watching is 40 westbound coming in from U.S. Highway 70. This seems to have cleared, but we are still seeing a fair amount of delays, which is pretty typical for this morning as well in that area. Another crash here, U.S. 401 at Mitchell Mill Road. This one also causing some pretty significant delays. Just a good idea to give yourself some time this morning, some extra time before you head out the door. There was a crash on 440 westbound. That looks like it has cleared, so that is some good news. Still seeing some delays near Jones Franklin Road, so keep that in mind if you're in that area.
Michelle, thanks. New this morning, we're hearing from the woman who escaped injury after a large and heavy spool fell off a truck and landed right on her windshield. It happened just before 8 last night on Buffalo Road in Johnston County. And you can see Stephanie Reynolds' car smoking in this video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. So she was on her way back from a funeral when this spool fell and says people stopped to help her get out as that smoke filled her car. She escaped before the car burst into flames.
And so I was trying to get out. I was kicking the door and I finally got out and the smoke was everywhere. And then the fire started, and then the next thing I knew, my car was blowing up in front of me.
A scary ordeal, all from that debris. The other driver was charged with failing to secure a load and driving without an operator's license.
Newly released 911 calls detailed chaos at Crabtree Valley Mall that involved a man who accidentally shot himself. We also found video from someone saying it all started with a loud bang that wasn't gunfire.
People run for their lives. They just leave all of their stuff behind. Cell phones, backpacks, shopping bags. Yeah, no. A ladder fell.
Yes, it did. And this video shows the food court at the mall on Saturday after all that panic. Callers to 911 also mentioned the ladder falling and the loud noise that sent people running for safety. One caller was clearly in a lot of pain, saying he shot himself in that rush.
I'm in the parking lot, I don't know where, but I'm like in the bottom. Oh!
Did you see the person who shot you?
What's going on?
22-year-old Alan Hernandez was cited for discharging a firearm within city limits and carrying a concealed weapon.
The first weapons detection system in a Johnston County school is now up and running. The open gate system has been installed at North Johnston Middle School. It combines radio frequency sensors with artificial intelligence to screen students for things like guns and weapons. Soon, every school in the district will be equipped with this technology. Many parents say they are on board with the added layer of security.
You don't want kids to get stuff that is not supposed to get to schools. So I believe most of it will be good.
They're your world. So, I mean, obviously, no matter what you want to do, it's their safety comes number one.
The Johnston County School System invested $6 million into this technology. Installation will happen at all 48 schools over the next few weeks.
Community college students could soon need to take a class on North Carolina history and government to get their degree. You're looking live at the state legislative building where House lawmakers will consider that idea today. A new bill would require a 3-credit-hour course focused on topics like the Constitution, Emancipation Proclamation, and the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If it passes, the rule would take effect next year.
Tonight, people living in Garner can ask questions about the new social district downtown. Town leaders are holding a community meeting from 5 to 6 tonight. It's happening at Gearworks on East Main Street. The new social district just opened yesterday. It allows you to drink alcoholic beverages outdoors and at participating businesses within certain hours. Raleigh, Durham, and Fayetteville already have these social districts in place.
Robert De Niro is trying his hand at TV. David Daniel gives us a look at his first small screen series in today's Hollywood Minute.
You got to stay at it. You got to stick to it.
Robert De Niro is still trying new things. The two-time Oscar winner, who'll turn 80 in August, is set for his first lead role in a TV series. De Niro has joined the cast of the conspiracy thriller Day Zero. He'll also serve as an executive producer on the Netflix limited series.
We're just musicians, man. We just went to play some music for people. And it turned into this huge political rat's nest.
A political thriller about a classic rock band? What the Hell Happened to Blood, Sweat, and Tears looks at how the Grammy-winning rockers' controversial concert tour Behind the Iron Curtain became their downfall. The documentary, featuring never-before-seen film and photos and present-day interviews with band members, opens in New York and L.A. on March 24th, then expands across North America.
Restate my assumptions. One, mathematics is the language of nature. Two, everything around us can be represented and understood through numbers.
If you're a film buff and a math nerd, we've got Pi Day plans for you. Pi, Darren Aronofsky's first feature, has been restored in 8K resolution for a one-night-only 25th anniversary screening, complete with a live Q&A with the director. Check your IMAX theater listings for Pi Day, March 14th, 3.14. Counting down in Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Also, the woman who made headlines and gained internet fame for her chant at campaign rallies for former President Obama is retiring.
Hit it, fire up, ready to go,
ready to go.
Obama released a new video overnight praising Edith Childs, who served for decades on the Greenwood City Council in South Carolina. And the two just reunited for the first time in years.
Advice have you been giving young people as they do public service that I can pass on to the young people that we're working with at the foundation?
Just be themselves.
Just be themselves.
Don't try to imitate anyone. Just be themselves.
And if you be yourself, then you'll do fine. That's what I've done all my life. What you see is what you get.
You know, Child says she plans to stay involved in politics. Her chant is still being used today. And I think that advice pretty much goes for just anyone, no matter what you're doing, just be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself and fired up, get fired up. Just awesome how that phrase and ready to go, that's just injected so much energy. Barack Obama talked about how it was in 2007, early in his campaign. He wasn't doing very well. You know, met her, she got up there on stage, and the crowd was ready. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Worked then, still working now.
Still ahead, a fire breaks out on board a Spirit Airlines flight, forcing an emergency landing. What investigators now say started the flames in an overhead bin.
Also, our team coverage of the rain continues as you look live. Rocky Mount Mills through the raindrops right there. We'll have another check on the conditions all around our area next.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26 is the time right now on your Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan. And on the right side of your screen right here, the WRAL storm tracker is on I-40 headed out of Raleigh. This is the view that a lot of folks are getting right now when they step outside. We're just giving it to you first, a little preview. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with that radar and the direction it's moving.
At least it's not terribly heavy everywhere. We do have some scattered showers across the region. Right now, some of the more widespread rain is in some of our northeastern counties. It's tapered off a good bit around the Triangle and down to the south as well. But we have plenty of rain that's in our forecast for today. Right now, from Lewisburg to Rocky Mount to Red Oak to Enfield up toward Roanoke Rapids, we're seeing a steady band. Down to the south, we've seen very little rain around Fayetteville, Roseboro, and Clinton so far, but your turn is coming. It's raining right now in Rocky Mount. It's really messy there. Our temperatures are climbing into the 60s. We'll see low 70s for highs this afternoon. More rain on tap for tomorrow, Michelle.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. You can see a couple of crashes sprinkled across our viewing area this morning because of all of that rain. We're going to start up near Hillsboro and Chapel Hill, I-40 eastbound, the exit ramp. There is a crash there, seeing some delays there. And then just down the street, there's a disabled vehicle on I-40 eastbound. The shoulder there is blocked, so keep that in mind if you were in that area. Heading into Raleigh, this is I-440 westbound. You can see the delays stretching all the way down to U.S. Highway 64. Another crash just around the bend, I-440 westbound. This one not causing any delays. This is happening near Lake Boone Trail. Another crash we're also watching this morning, Atlantic Avenue at Spring Forest Road. That one just popped up. That's not causing any delays. And this one here is causing some delays, US 401 at Mitchell Mill Road this morning, Jeff.
Next on Fox 50, two fires strike homes overnight in Clayton. We'll have that for you.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3. Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at what's happening out there on the roads. Anthony Baglione is out there on I-40 where it is raining and traffic is slow. We'll talk about what it looks like for your commute. Plus, we're tracking breaking news in Clayton where two separate house fires erupted early this morning. The WRAL breaking news tracker is working to learn the reasons for both.
And what court records are revealing about the man accused of trying to bring a live explosive on a plane in his checked bag. Very fortunate TSA found that. I want to thank you for joining us here at 8:30 on your Thursday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. A lot happening on this Thursday morning, including all the rain that's moving across the viewing area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with how this is the first round of rain and there's more to come. We're going to see rain on and off all day today, tonight, and tomorrow, all the way into tomorrow evening, where we'll wrap this up with a front that could bring us some severe storms. The rain has really begun to taper off pretty nicely across the area right now, but we've had a good bit of it already today, so the roads are wet and there are already backups out there. Michelle McConaughey coming up with traffic to talk about some areas you might want to avoid. Right now, we're seeing some steadier rain in our northeastern counties along the northern end of the I-95 corridor, and a little bit of patchy light rain working its way into Moore County here in the Sand Hills. We'll zoom in between Spring Hope, Rocky Mount, northward up toward Lewisburg. We're seeing some showers, and then again back down to the south, seeing a little bit of patchy light rain there as well. We take a look at Futurecast, and Futurecast shows scattered showers. showers for us. It's, again, likely to lighten up a little bit as we get closer to lunchtime, but then it picks up again in the afternoon and becomes more widespread about the time of the evening commute. So we may see a repeat with a lot of additional accidents for the evening commute. And at that point, we should see more rain in our southern counties. It's been fairly dry, or at least drier there. This is a look at North Hills over downtown, or close to downtown Raleigh, 60 degrees. So we're starting to see our temperatures climbing as our wind is now coming out of the south. So it's 68 in Fayetteville, 62 Rocky Mount, still some 50s up to the north, but we'll see a mild day today. 60s become 70s for later on this afternoon, but that rain is with us on and off. On Friday, another chance for scattered showers and maybe a few isolated thunderstorms. I'll show you the timeline for those coming up, Michelle.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Taking you out to Durham, this is a look at I-40 at Barbie Road. This looks good. This has looked good pretty much all morning. You can see there are some wet roadways, obviously, so keep that in mind if you're heading out the door. Good idea to just take it slow. As you can see, a number of crashes this morning. We'll start with these. This is I-40 eastbound at the exit ramp. Pretty extensive delays on 40 eastbound right now. So if you're in that area, take it slow. And then just south of there, I-40 eastbound, we just have a disabled vehicle with a shoulder blocked there. So no crash. But there are a couple of crashes on 440 as well. This one happening near North Raleigh Boulevard, it looks like. This causing a couple of delays stretching back down to New Bern Avenue. And then another one just around the bend. This is I-440 westbound near Lake Boone Trail. That one not causing any delays this morning. Another crash we're following, U.S. 401 at Mitchell Mill Road. This one, a lot of red and yellow on the map there. It goes all the way down to Perry Creek Road. So if you're in that area, just take it slow. We do have Anthony Baglione in the storm tracker. He is on 40 right now. Anthony, a lot of people take this road in the morning. What's it look like?
Certainly, Michelle, a very busy traveled road here for this time of the morning, and I want to get you a live picture kind of what's going on out there right now. We are heading westbound on 40, and traffic right now is moving along fairly smoothly. We've seen kind of the off and on backups where we'll slow down for a little bit, pick up in speed. So this mainly seems to be because of that rain and maybe a little bit of construction out here. What I will say is we've been saying it all morning, just pack the patience. The rain is fairly light right now, but as you've been mentioning, Michelle, we've seen numerous crashes this morning. Just leave yourself a little bit of extra time so you can get to work, school, all those places that you're going here this morning safely. But for now, we'll send it back to you in the studio, Michelle.
All right, Anthony, thank you. We do have some drive times for you if you are heading out the door this morning all over the Triangle. The most extensive delay we're seeing right now is from Apex. That's going to take you about 11 minutes if you're coming from 1 North. And then 40 westbound, if you're traveling to Cleveland, that's going to take you about 5 minutes this morning.
Michelle, thanks. Breaking news out of Johnson County. Two house fires erupt this morning in Clayton. We start on Marcellus Way, where lightning struck a home in just the past several hours. Michael Grace is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker, and he says a couple was home at the time.
Yeah, that's right. The couple told me they were getting ready to go to the gym this morning, and that's when they heard a loud boom. The husband said it sounded like some sort of an explosion. They decided to wait it out. That's when their alarm system in their home started going off. The husband then went to the hallway, smelled smoke, and realized their house had caught on fire from that lightning strike. And I want to get you to this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of that scene this morning. They had to block off all of Marcellus Way because there is no fire hydrant out here. So they had to run a hose about a quarter mile up from the tanker at the end of the road. And you can just see, though, where that lightning hits in the attic. And it took crews just under an hour to get this fire under control. Fire marshal at the scene right now, making sure that everything is A-OK. But the husband just told me it is a bizarre scene, and it is a scene where things could have gotten a lot worse, and he's glad that wasn't the case. In Clayton, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Just several hours earlier, also in Clayton, flames broke out at this home on West Barnes Street. Firefighters say the flames you see in this video started in the attic. They're working to find out what started the fire. The woman who lives there was not home at the time.
Kids in gangs and crime at schools. Today, the governor's crime commission is working to address those top concerns for parents and state safety leaders. WRL's Naya Harden is at Moore Square Middle School in Raleigh to explain how the commission is tackling this growing problem.
Today, the governor's crime commission is going to be hearing from several criminal justice leaders as they talk about the violence around students.
This is video from the last meeting.
Today, they'll get more information on gangs and an update on firearms used in domestic violence incidents. New data shows reportable criminal offenses, including those involving weapons at North Carolina public schools, rose last school year. The Department of Public Instruction reports it's 60% higher from 5 years ago. Caroline Farmer is the executive director of the Governor's Crime Commission and tells WREL, quote, "These presentations will provide insight that helps our commissioners understand how to best allocate federal dollars and support organizations that are working to address gang violence in North Carolina."
That meeting is going to start this morning at 9 o'clock. WREL will have updates in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WREL News, Raleigh.
Breaking developments from overseas. In the last 2 hours, we learned the death toll from that train crash in Greece has risen to 43. First responders are still searching for survivors. A station manager is charged with manslaughter by negligence after police say a passenger train and a freight train crashed head-on. He has denied wrongdoing. Now, Greece's prime minister called the crash the result of human error. Many of the passengers were college students. Riot police clash with protesters overnight in Greece as rail workers strike over conditions. The government has promised an independent investigation into the crash.
Here at home, the executive director of Chatham County's Housing Authority is set to face a judge today. Joanne Johnson Davis faces charges for allegedly using her position to defraud the government for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Federal prosecutors say Davis awarded contracts to friends and family members in exchange for a cut of the money. Most of the work in the contracts was never completed. Davis's arraignment is set for 10 a.m. in Durham.
Today, a plan to overhaul how teachers get and keep their license in North Carolina could take a step forward. The State Board of Education is meeting at 10 to discuss new rules for teacher licensure. This has been in the works for years, and there's still some things missing from the plan, including how teachers would be assessed. That could be decided today. State lawmakers have the final say on the plan. The new program could launch as soon as this fall.
It's the defense's turn to give closing arguments today in the murder trial of former South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh. In their closing arguments, prosecutors said Murdaugh is the only one who could have killed his wife and son.
There is only one person who had the motive, who had the means, who had the opportunity to commit these crimes.
After today, the case will go to the jury. Even if Murdaugh is found not guilty, he still faces 99 separate charges for a long list of financial crimes.
A man accused of trying to bring a live explosive on a flight in his checked bag is set to face a judge today. Prosecutors say 40-year-old Mark Muffley was heading to Florida from Pennsylvania. Officers found an explosive hidden in the lining of his luggage after an alarm went off during his TSA screening. Police arrested Muffley after cameras captured him leaving the airport, even as he was being paged to report to security. Court records show Muffley has had several run-ins with police as recently as last year.
Still ahead, a flight is forced to land after fire broke out on board.
I wasn't sure what it was, and then all of a sudden, just a ton of smoke came out.
We'll hear from passengers as investigators share what they think is to blame.
Plus, how a football star at the University of Georgia is responding after being charged in a deadly crash that killed his teammate.
And another update on a rain moving out of our area right now as you look Southern Pines right here. We'll have your 7-day forecast next.
It is 8:43 as we look at the cloudy gray skies over Wilson. The whirligigs not moving, so not breezy out there right now. Or they are moving. It's hard to see on the screen. But we've got a lot of rain moving across the viewing area now as well. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center explaining the change up in our weather pattern here.
It's not terribly windy out there. They were hard to see. Just a few of them spinning around a little bit. Earlier, though, we had a stronger storm that came through Wilson and Rocky Mount and some of our eastern counties with a lot of lightning. That's long gone. Now we're just settling into some scattered showers. It is beginning to lighten up a little bit. We may see even a peak of sunshine that tries tries to bust through at some point later on this afternoon. But it is going to pick up in intensity again later on this afternoon and into the evening. So right now, we're looking at a few scattered showers up here along the I-95 corridor. And then down to the south, the heaviest rain that I'm seeing is actually down in the southern part of Moore County, moving into Hoke County. You can see a few light showers from Lewiston over toward Enfield and back toward Lewisburg around Rocky Mount. And then you can see that slipping southward. We'll take a look here as we move it along at Pinehurst. This is Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. And that rain is coming down there right now. And one person out there, I'm not sure. Not sure what this guy's doing out there in the rain, but we're going to see this wet pattern all the way through the end of the day tomorrow. In Goldsboro, as well as Apex, Durham, and Chapel Hill, we're seeing wet conditions. You can see just a little bit of blue that's trying to show up as we take a look from Top of the Hill restaurant there, but I wouldn't expect to see a whole lot of sunshine today. The next thing that happens is this cold front sinks southward. Eventually this afternoon, it'll start to push more of that rain into our southern counties. We did see some severe storms late last night, early this morning in parts of Tennessee and the northern part of Georgia and Alabama. There were some tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings. That's not likely to happen around here. We're going to be just too stable for that. Notice at lunchtime, this front slips southward, a couple of light showers. And then once we get to 4 or 5 o'clock, we start to see more of that rain filling in, especially in our southern counties. So just keep that raincoat and umbrella handy. It might taper off for a bit, but it's going to come back later this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, the bulk of the rain should be in our northern counties. We're looking at very light conditions in terms of our rainfall for tomorrow. We started to see that in the computer models yesterday, and certainly we're seeing that again this morning. Not a lot of rain on Friday, but we still have the cold front that comes through during the evening, and that is likely to bring at least a few showers, if not a couple of thunderstorms. We do still have a level 1 and 2 risk for our viewing area tomorrow. This is where the bulk of the severe weather is likely to be today. Parts of Texas, Arkansas, and down to Louisiana. It's a level 4 risk for severe storms. Tornado outbreak is possible there. For us tomorrow, especially late in the day, we have a level 1 risk for severe storms from the Triangle area southward. And then for just a small sliver of Chatham and part of Moore County, we have a level 2 risk. All total today and tomorrow, rainfall will average about 1/2 inch to 1 inch. So a decent dose of rain for us, but we're looking fine. We don't have any issues with our drought monitor right now. 72 today, 74 tomorrow. And then it looks nice for the weekend. We'll see mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s. And we're back in the 70s again Monday and Tuesday.
University of Georgia football player is facing charges after a deadly car crash. Jalen Carter is charged with reckless driving and racing. Police say Carter was racing UGA staff member Chandler LaCroix before the crash. This was the night after the team won the national championship. Officers say LaCroix was driving more than 100 miles an hour and had a blood alcohol level well over the legal limit. LaCroix and UGA player Devin Wilcock died in the crash. Carter released a statement saying he will be fully exonerated. A toxicology report found Carter also had a blood alcohol level more than twice the legal limit. Georgia's head coach called the charges deeply disturbing. Carter has been viewed as a potential first-round pick, maybe a top-5 pick in the upcoming NFL draft.
New on Fox 50, we're hearing from passengers on a flight forced to land after a fire broke out on board. The Spirit Airlines flight was headed from Dallas to Orlando and made an emergency landing in Jacksonville. Officials say a battery caught fire in one of the overhead bins. People on board watched as flight attendants scrambled to put out the flames.
All of a sudden, just a ton of smoke came out. So I yelled fire a few times, and there was a retired fireman that jumped up and a flight crew came in and they tried putting water on it, but it took about 20 minutes. The whole plane was filled with smoke, but everybody was calm. The flight crew did a really nice job.
No one was hurt. Investigators are looking into how the battery caught fire.
A free smoothie, a free bundt cake, and much more. There are a lot of deals going on in our area right now. And our WRL Smart Shopper, Faye Prosser, joins us now. Faye, good morning to you. You know, if it's free, take 3.
Perfect, Jeff, and that's exactly right. Grab your appetite because we've got some great deals here. So, for instance, at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, reward members can get a free smoothie with a food purchase every day through March 5th with the offer in their app at participating locations. And over at Smashburger, you can get a BOGO, buy one, get one free, beer-battered Pacific Cod sandwich every Friday through April 7th with the code Fish Friday if you order online, or you could head into the restaurant. Valid at participating locations as well. And finally, Nothing Bundt Cake has a fantastic giveaway. You can score a free Oreo cookie and cream buntlet on Monday, March the 6th for the first 111 people at each location at 1:11 p.m. Fantastic deal. So you might want to get there early, Jeff.
Well, I get off at 1, so perfect. I'm there. Mm-hmm. Also, some great produce and meat deals to share with folks right now this week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're all trying to stay within our budget, and I've got you covered. So, for instance, in the produce deals, you will find avocados are only 49 cents each for My Lidl members at Lidl. Cantaloupe only $1.69 each at Aldi this week, and asparagus coming in at $1.79 per pound at Harris Teeter. Plus, in the meat department, you'll find chicken drumsticks in a 10-pound bag, $6.90, which is only 69 cents a pound over at Lidl. Boneless chicken breast, only $1.79 per pound at Harris Teeter. Chicken wings, fresh family pack, only $2.49 per pound at Food Lion. And finally, we've got, of course, all the Irish meals coming up for St. Patrick's Day. Corned beef brisket, flat cut, $3.49 per pound at Lidl and $3.99 per pound at Aldi. And as always, you can see deal lists for all of our top grocery store deals over on the Smart Shopper column.
Yeah, you'd stock up and save it for all of those occasions. Thank you so much, Faye Prosser, our Smart Shopper. Go to WRL.com, look for that consumer tab and search Smart Shopper.
Tired but inspired. That's how UNC student and Sanderson High alum Greer Webb described his whirlwind trip to the White House. The Raleigh native is one of 15 young Black changemakers selected to join a roundtable discussion for emerging leaders. Webb says they talked about everything from reducing gun violence and police reform to environmental justice.
I was also able to just introduce myself to the vice president's team, and to be at the table was something we kept hearing over and over from the team. We want to invite you in to this table that has not been historically or systemically set up to support you. And so just them listening to not only me, but all of the diverse Black leaders that were gathered there on yesterday was amazing.
Webb was also invited to a Black History Month reception at the vice president's residence. He even got a picture with the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff.
March Madness is here, and our teams from here in the Triangle will start play today in the ACC Women's College Basketball Tournament. It's in Greensboro. NC State will play Syracuse 2 o'clock this afternoon. UNC plays at 6 against Clemson, who beat Pitt yesterday to advance. Duke will play its first game tomorrow night at 6 against the winner of that game.
Some elementary school students in Fayetteville will get a special surprise today to celebrate National Read Across America Day. Kansas City Chiefs player Joshua Williams will be reading to students at Lloyd Ahman Elementary School this morning. Williams is a graduate of Jack Britt High School. He will read a story to third, fourth, and fifth graders and talk about his Super Bowl experience. The Chiefs beat the Eagles to win the championship.
Six pairs of sneakers belonging to the legendary Michael Jordan are being sold. The Air Jordans being sold were all worn by Jordan himself during the six NBA championship games the Chicago Bulls won in the 1990s. Sotheby's is holding this sale in Dubai. As for the price, well, Sotheby's won't give an exact number. It's an auction, so they'll drive it up. But a Bulls staff member who once owned the shoes told the Wall Street Journal he expects those shoes to go for as much as $100 million.
Not surprised. I mean, Michael Jordan wore these in champion, you know, games, and he's a Hall of Famer. This is all part of the Dynasty collection. They're calling it the Holy Grail of, you know, sneaker collectors.
It really is landing the big one. Mm-hmm. There's six different pairs. So, I mean, from the championship seasons, there's some. So shoes could talk and fly.
they have stories.
Before we go to the break, here are the winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and your traffic next.